Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Pillar. Sharing our faith. How do I do that? One of the best ways to share your faith is to live a godly life. Non-Christians often consider Christians hypocritical because we say one thing but do another. That is so often true, but it doesn't have to be that way for you. Show those close to you that you care. Spend time with them. Help meet their needs and offer to listen when they have problems. You might not be able to answer all their questions, but they can't deny the reality of what Christ has done in your life. You don't have to know a lot of Bible verses or attend Bible school. Just tell them what God has been doing in your life. If you find this is hard to do, perhaps God is speaking to you about your own need to walk more closely with Him every day so He can enlarge your heart to give. Listen to some of these quotes. Our faith becomes stronger as we express it. A growing faith is a sharing faith. Billy Graham. God forbid that I should travel with anyone a quarter of an hour without speaking of Christ to them. George Whitefield. The greatest way we can show love to another person is by sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with them. When a man is filled with the word of God, you cannot keep him still. If a man has got the word, he must speak or die. Dwight L. Moody. To call a man evangelical who is not evangelistic, is an utter contradiction. Campbell Morgan. Philippians 1:6. I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effectual for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ. Effectual suggests the accomplishment of a desired result. The word sharing means fellowship. The sharing here has to do with the whole range of faith. By fellowship with other believers, Philemon communicates his faith so they become edified in the faith. By sharing the gospel, he advances the cause of Christ. He's being obedient. 1 Corinthians 16:9. For a great and effective door has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. Paul demonstrates in this statement that he views opposition to the Gospels as part of the evidence that it is being effective. He expects it. His instinct, his discernment, is not to run, but to double down on his ministry when things begin to get heated. So what was the opposition then? In Paul's day, the adversaries were from the Temple of Diana, sexual temptation, Jewish synagogues, the authority of Rome, imprisonment, the amphitheater, and the occult all opposed the apostle. There were adversaries to the gospel, not so different for us today, really, but none of them panicked him. Paul began to preach in the synagogue immediately upon his arrival in Ephesus. So what are some of the barriers today to sharing the gospel? Barrier number one, lack of intimacy with God. Two, it's not my responsibility. We often think we do not have the gift of evangelism, so we're off the hook. Three, the Christian bubble. Four, I'm too busy. Five, the fear of man. Six, knowledge addiction. I contend that most of us, the longer we're in church and the higher we go up the Christian ladder, the more likely it is that we can get stuck in the Christian bubble and not even realize it. Beginning with me, we need to recognize some of the signs that we've insulated ourselves from a world that we're called to reach. Here are six. Most of our prayers are about Christians, not non-believers. Two, we can't name five non-believers with whom we have a genuine relationship. Three, we try our best to avoid any interaction with the world. Now, I realize that's almost impossible to do, and I grant there are good reasons not to put ourselves under ungodly influences. But some of us work so hard to escape non-believers that we offer no threat to the enemy. 4. We don't proactively pray by name for non-believers to know Christ. You know, a generic, "Lord, save people who don't know you," is hardly evidence of a godly burden for unbelievers. 5. The only people we invite to church are other believers. And lastly, we almost fear spending much time with non-believers. I somewhat understand this concern, especially for new believers or undisciplined unbelievers who fear falling into previous sin patterns. But on the other hand, the answer is not to shun the world. It is to step into the lost world arm in arm with other believers so we don't do evangelism alone. I've already stated that I'm the first one who must check my life regarding the Christian bubble. Could you say a quick prayer for me to trust God's Spirit to empower me and guide me solidly into a world that needs Jesus? My mom told me as a boy that when I was down and hurt, to go and give myself away. She would take me to a nursing home or a widow down the street to help mow her lawn or wash the car. I pray the Lord would give me a heart like Charles Whitefield. God forbid that I should travel with anybody a quarter of an hour without speaking of Christ to them. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.